We come in our reading of the Old Testament to the fourth chapter this morning of the prophecy of Amos, his prophecy in the northern kingdom. In this fourth chapter, the Lord, through his prophet, brings an indictment against his people. God has blessed his people, yet he says they've become fattened cows. The Lord doesn't mince words. They've taken his blessing and yet ignored his holiness and ignored those in need in their very midst, ignoring the very purpose for which the Lord has blessed them, that they might be a blessing to others. God's blessing has led people away from him, and therefore he promises judgment. The Lord goes further, though. He has given to his people a holy religion, his own faith to practice. But they make up their own rules, and they pervert his ways of doing things into what is comfortable and feels good and sounds right to their ears. So the Lord tells them, go practice your religion, only he says it in a mocking tone. Because in the practice of their religion, instead of growing closer to himself, they were heaping up their own transgressions. The more they worshiped, the more they were actually sinning against the Lord. He had given them that true religion, yet the people were led away from the Lord that religion sought to worship. And so the Lord promises that he will judge them. But the Lord goes further. He knows our hearts that often, you know, that time when we will turn and look to the Lord is the time when we're facing hardships. So the Lord brings hardships. He brings famine, drought, a destruction of their crops, pestilence, and the sword. He does so in ways that should remind the people of his acts of redemption in the past. In fact, he even references his salvation in Egypt. He references how he saved Lot and his family from Sodom and Gomorrah. Yet there's this haunting refrain that the Lord, through his prophet, repeats to the people. Yet you did not return to me. Blessing, religion, discipline. The Lord has given each to his people seeking that they would return to him, yet they will not do so. Therefore, the Lord threatens judgment, a judgment brought by himself, the holy, righteous, sovereign, omnipotent God. The question then before each one of us as we read these verses which speak to a historical account so long ago is just this. Do we recognize God's blessings in our lives and use them for his glory? Do we take that religion that he has given to us to reveal himself and to draw us into a closer knowledge and walk with him? Do we use that just as some robotic means to think we've checked off what God wants? Have we understood the Lord's discipline in our lives? And are we willing to return to him? We'll read from Amos chapter 4. Hear then God's very own word to each one of us. Hear this word, you cows of Bashan, who are on the mountains of Samaria, who oppress the poor, who crush the needy, who say to your husbands, bring that we may drink. The Lord God has sworn by his holiness that, behold, the days are coming upon you when they shall take you away with hooks, even the last of you with fish hooks, and you shall go out through the breaches, each one straight ahead, and you shall be cast out into Harmon, declares the Lord. Come to Bethel and transgress, to Gilgal and multiply transgression. Bring your sacrifices every morning, your tithes every 3 days. offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving of that which is leavened, and proclaim free will offerings. Publish them. For so you love to do, O people of Israel, declares the Lord God. I gave you cleanness of teeth in all your cities, and lack of bread in all your places. Yet you did not return to me, declares the Lord. I also withheld the rain from when you were yet 3 months to the harvest. I would send rain on one city and send no rain on another city. One field would have rain, and the field on which it did not rain would wither. So two or three cities wander to another city to drink water, and it would not be satisfied. Yet you did not return to me, declares the Lord. I struck you with blight and mildew, your gardens and your vineyards, your fig trees and your olive trees, the locusts devoured. Yet you did not return to me, declares the Lord. I sent among you a pestilence after the manner of Egypt. I killed your young men with the sword and carried away your horses, and I made the stench of your camp go up into your nostrils. Yet you did not return to me, declares the Lord. I overthrew some of you, as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and you were as a brand plucked out of the burning. Yet you did not return to me, declares the Lord. Therefore, thus I will do to you, O Israel, because I will do this to you. Prepare to meet your God, O Israel. For behold, he who forms the mountains and creates the wind and declares to man what is his thought, who makes the morning darkness and treads on the heights of the earth, the Lord, the God of hosts, is his name. Our God reveals himself and his way to us as his people, that we would turn to him and trust in him with all of our heart, our mind, our soul, and our strength.